Today, hidden financial hardship is on the rise. Hello again, it's Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Welcome to this post covering finance and property news. Well, new research from NAB suggests the average Australian feels only moderately stressed about money or making ends meet, but also only moderately comfortable they are on top of their finances, could manage a major unexpected expense, and are on track to have enough money for their future financial needs. But averages mask. In fact, they say over 4 in 10, or 43% of Australians, experienced some form of financial hardship in the second quarter, and is now up from 29% in early 2022 amid rising inflation and higher interest rates. Money is very much a source of stress for 1 in 3 Australians, and 1 in 4 are struggling very much to make ends meet. As I say, averages mask. The worsening financial situation reflects a number of factors. Firstly, roughly one third of households with a mortgage are obviously being smashed by the RBA's 4% of interest rate hikes, which has lifted variable mortgage repayments by about 50%. The situation facing this cohort will only worsen if the RBA continues to hike further. And there's also around 500,000 fixed rate mortgages that will expire over the second half of this year, which will reset these mortgages from around 2% to variable rates around 7%. And then roughly one third of renting households are experiencing explosive rental growth, especially across the major capital cities. Rental inflation will remain turbocharged given the federal government is running the biggest immigration program in history amid falling housing construction. And finally, overall cost of living pressures are impacting all cohorts, driven not least by the hyperinflation in energy, gas and electricity in particular, with prices along the east coast of Australia rising significantly from 1 July. Now, NAB went on to say that 3 in 10 Australians do not at all feel they could manage a major unexpected expense, and 1 in 5 do not at all feel on top of their day-to-day finances or believe they are on track to have enough money to provide for their financial needs in the future. When asked to rate the extent they agree with each of those statements, Australians scored their agreement highest for money is a source of stress in my life at 5.9 points out of 10, where 0 is not at all and 10 is very much. And the next was they feel on top of their daily finances at 5.6 points and could manage a major unexpected expense of 5.3 points. Agreement was lowest for struggling to make ends meet at 5 points and on track to have enough money to provide for your financial needs in the future at 5.1 points. Average scores for those statements, as I say, hide a large number of people that are really struggling with these aspects of their finances. In the second quarter, around 1 in 3 or 34% of Australians overall agreed very much that money was a source of stress in their life. That scored 8 points or higher. And 1 in 4, 26% agreed very much they're struggling to make ends meet. And they also noticed almost 3 in 10 at 28% did not at all believe they could manage a major unexpected expense, and 1 in 5 did not at all feel that they were on top of their day-to-day finances at 22% or believe they are on track to have enough money to provide for their financial needs in the future at 22%. That means they scored their agreement with those statements at 3 points or lower. Financial hardship can happen any time and is often the result of sickness, job loss or overcommitment, but rising interest rates and cost of living is now also causing financial distress in more households. Financial hardship in the second quarter remained above average in all age groups in the second quarter, but it was highest and rose in the 18 to 29 year group, 55% from 50% in the first quarter, followed by the 30 to 49 year group, unchanged at 50%. It inched up to 40% in the 50 to 64 age group at 39% in the first quarter, and was unchanged in the 50 to 64 age group at 25%. The number of women that face hardship in the second quarter jumped to 50%, compared with 44% in the first quarter, but fell to 36% for men, compared with 40% in the first quarter. Hardship levels remained well above survey averages for women at 38%, but only marginally higher among men. The number of people that experienced some form of financial stress or hardship increased in most income brackets in the second quarter, apart from the $50,000 to $75,000 income group, which was 46%, down from 49% in the first quarter, and the $35,000 to $50,000 a year group, unchanged at 46%. People in all income groups are, however, reporting above average levels of hardship. Financial hardship levels jumped significantly in the lower income group in the second quarter, with 6 in 10 at 60% reporting some financial stress or hardship, compared with 1 in 2 or 51% in the first quarter. That was around twice as many in the higher group that reported any stress, 33% up from 32% in the first quarter. Trends diverged quite sharply by states, though, in the second quarter. Overall hardship levels fell in the New South Wales and ACT areas at 39%, down from 45% in the first quarter. They were unchanged in Victoria at 41%, but lifted significantly in Queensland up 43%, compared with 42% in the first quarter. The number of people who experienced some form of financial stress or hardship climbed quite steeply across the rest of the country. Tasmania at 67% was up from 41% in the first quarter. South Australia and the Northern Territory 55% up from 38%. And Western Australia at 48% up from 37%. Despite these divergent trends, overall hardship levels came out about the survey averages across the states. More Australians experienced financial hardship in all measures in the second quarter. Almost one in four at 24% who experienced hardship in the past 3 months said it was caused by not having enough money for an emergency. That was unchanged from the first quarter, but much higher than for the same time of last year when it was 20%. Not having enough for food and basic necessities was 19% up from 70% in the first quarter, and being unable to pay a bill was 19% up from 15%. They were the next most common causes of hardship. Around 40% were unable to pay medical or healthcare bills, and slightly more unable to meet their minimum credit card payments at 9%, not having enough to pay off personal loans 9%, or pay rent on time at 8%. Despite rising interest rates, the number unable to pay their mortgage repayments was unchanged at 6%, although that was still up from 4% at the same time last year. And by state, NAB noted some high numbers in Tasmania at 37% and the South Australia and Northern Territory areas at 33% that did not have enough to pay for an emergency or were unable to pay a bill at 25%. And more people in South Australia and the Northern Territory also didn't have enough for food and basic necessities at 31%, with noticeably more in Western Australia 11% and SANT at 10% unable to pay rent on time. By gender, significantly more women than men in the second quarter did not have enough for an emergency at 28% versus 21%, food and basic necessities at 22% versus 15%, were unable to pay a bill at 22% versus 16%, unable to meet the costs of medical bills 18% versus 11%, or did not have enough money to pay off personal loans 12% versus 7%. Not having enough money for an emergency impacted most people in all age groups, apart from the 18 to 29-year-old groups not having enough for food and basic necessities. Around 3 in 10 people under 50 were unable to raise money for an emergency in the second quarter. That doubled the number in the over 65 group. And significantly more people under 50 were also unable to meet the costs of medical bills or pay their rent on time. In the 18 to 29 year age group, paying off personal loans at 16%, and in the 30 to 49 age group, meeting the minimum credit card payments at 13%, and mortgage payments 10%. By income, NAB also noted a much higher number of people in the lower than higher income group that did not have enough money for an emergency at 35% versus 27%, for food and basic necessities at 29% versus 20%, or were unable to pay medical bills at 21% versus 15%. Broadly similar numbers of people in lower and higher income groups were unable to pay their rent on time or make a mortgage payment. And Australians were again asked whether they had missed a payment in the past 3 months in several categories, with NAB's Quarter 2 2023 Australian Wellbeing Survey, pointing to higher levels of household financial stress amid rising costs of living pressures. We also noted, they say, a higher number of people who also said they'd missed a bill or loan payment in most categories during the quarter. In Q2, the most common type of payment missed was an electricity, gas or water bill at 12%, that's up from 11% in the first quarter, and 8% at the same time last year, followed by a phone or internet bill, 11% up from 10% in the first quarter and 8% in the second quarter 2022, a repayment on loans from family or friends, 10% up from 9% and 7% in the second quarter of 2022, and a credit card payment unchanged at 9% but up from 6% at the same time last year. Slightly more Australians also missed a buy now, pay later or insurance payment at 8%, an unchanged number missed a payment on a personal loan or rent at 6%, a payment on their mortgage or home loan or payday loan at 5%, or an investment loan at 3% in the second quarter. The number that missed a payment in all these areas was, however, higher than at the same time last year in all categories, aside from investment loans, which were unchanged. Now, a couple of observations here. Firstly, we don't know the size of the sample and the methodology and the timing of the survey. So that's a problem with the way they've reported it. But the findings do chime with what I'm seeing in my mortgage stress surveys. I'm running the survey update now and we'll be reporting that over the next week or so. And it is, of course, because of all of the factors that we're aware of: higher inflation, the interest rate rises, the cost of rent, etc., etc. But of course, NAB steered the conversation to show that those on mortgages were actually still making those mortgage repayments. Well, of course, because it is mortgage payments and rents that people prioritise against other expenditure categories, which is why, when I measure my stress, I look at it holistically: total money in, total money out. But the bottom line is this: more households across Australia are struggling and trying to keep their head above water in the rising financial stress environment. And like I said right at the start, averages mask. You must go granular to really understand what's going on. I'm Martin North from Digital Finance Analytics. Many thanks for watching, and I'll see you again next time.